I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
No, Ralph, I ate it.
Many of us might be singing this sad refrain just a few hours from now after our Thanksgiving feast, but it doesn't have to be that way. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're talking sensible eating during the holiday season. Let's face it, it's sort of a given that many of us are entering a season of overindulgence starting tomorrow. Temptation is everywhere, and that's why I recently revisited with Vanessa Oliver and Karen McNeese, two registered dietitians with UK Health and Wellness. The first piece of advice, according to Karen?
Take a big, deep breath and relax about it. We do tend to talk about this a lot as dietitians and other health professionals, but in a lot of ways, I think we end up telling people, this is a special time of year. This is a time of year when your schedule is going to be a little different than the rest of the year. There's going to be special foods around that you don't normally eat. You're going to have a little less time for exercise, but that's okay. We just want people remembering to continue to do as best they can, whether they're traveling or having those temptations of those special foods.
Vanessa advises us to be realistic.
It might be a little bit beneficial to lower your expectations just a little bit. Instead of beating yourself up for the fact that you haven't been able to exercise for an hour, 5 days for the last week or so, maybe you can tone it down just a little bit and exercise for 20 minutes out of the day. And then again, even just break that up into two 10-minute sessions. And then that way you're not sort of disappointing yourself and setting yourself up for defeat.
What about when you're confronted with multiple dishes and treats? The answer to that, according to Karen and Vanessa, is moderation.
We talk about portion size probably being the number one rule to follow. And if it's a social pressure situation where you feel like you have to try something to tell someone that you enjoyed it or liked it or show that you were eating it, just one bite is all it really takes to tell somebody, hey, I really enjoyed that. Thanks for making that for me. Or can I have the recipe? Or, you know, expressing interest in it.
And even being able to say, wow, I'm really full right now. Or, you know, can I take some of that home? Sometimes it is difficult for people to be able to turn someone down because they know that it's a special treat, it's a holiday time. Maybe someone was expecting you to come and they know that you really like their sweet potato casserole or something like that. And so just not being afraid to say no sometimes and coming up for some good strategies to be able to do that for yourself.
Bottom line, if we want to avoid this,
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
As Aristotle said, all things in moderation.
It is a holiday. It's not a Halloween or a Hallowmonth. It is a holiday. And so we encourage people to truly enjoy themselves to the fullest on those actual days, whatever it is that they're celebrating, but to really challenge themselves to return to their healthy habits immediately when that holiday is over.
And if you are following some little healthy habits throughout the holidays, it'll make it easier to get back to your healthy habits once the holiday season is over. And perhaps you'll be able to build some new traditions into your holiday that won't involve just sitting around at the table or watching television. There's lots of things that you might be able to do with your family or friends. Go out for a walk, maybe look at some Christmas lights, or maybe if we get the snow that they're forecasting for this winter, maybe a big old snowball fight.
With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical information to the community. You can hear some of his past interviews at wuky.org.